does that square with what you're saying now? And she was very persistent on the records piece. The part that was completely absent is if you listen to that interview, you would think that Tara has nothing backing her up.
Exactly.
That she has no...
That it all rests on the records.
That
That's
it all,
just not the case.
Exactly. Yeah. That it all hinges on that one complaint, which, by the way, they also don't make clear in the interview, is just about harassment, according to Tara, not about the assault. So we should be clear about that as well. But there's no mention of the fact, you guys know the list, that her brother confirmed, her friend confirmed, she said she told her mom who called into Larry King Live, mm-hmm. that tape emerges, then two additional corroborating witnesses come forward. A neighbor that spoke with Rich McHugh, he said, look, I know this happened because Tara told me about it about 2 years after it had occurred. And a coworker who didn't corroborate the sexual assault part but confirmed that Tara talked to her about facing harassment at her workplace in D.C. and she had been reassured that that would not reoccur in this office. There was also an intern that the New York Times spoke with who confirmed the piece of the story that Tara says she was reassigned.
Right,
she
suddenly,
had been
right.
managing the intern. She was suddenly reassigned after she complained about sexual harassment. This intern says she does recall Tara being reassigned suddenly and she doesn't know why. So that's, to me, the biggest sort of missed opportunity here is, again, if you're a viewer who hasn't really tuned into the story, which a lot of people haven't mm-hmm. because the media hasn't really focused on it, you would not know that Tara has all this weight of evidence on her side, and that's why the Kavanaugh standard is so problematic for Biden and everybody else who's taking his side, because Christine Blasey Ford didn't have nearly that amount of corroboration, and most women who come forward won't have that amount of corroboration.
Mm-hmm. And that's actually what bothers me. And this is where I don't know whether to put on my conspiratorial hat or not, which is, look, this is likely the only long length of time he will ever answer questions about this allegation. I'm reasonably certain of that. This is also, frankly, the only real hearing on this that MSNBC viewers are likely to ever get. That lightning questioning, and then later it will be covered in their primetime shows, and they'll play clicks from it. And if you think about the totality of that, a large segment of MSNBC viewers and Democratic voters will never hear about Rich McHugh's corroborating reporting,
yeah.
will never hear about the Larry King phone call. Remember, these people exist. Everybody loves to talk about this vis-a-vis Fox, right?
Right.
Everybody's like, oh, well, on Fox
the
News,
Fox
they're
bubble.
Living in this world.
Yeah.
Well, what about the MSNBC bubble?
Oh, yeah.
Has the corroboration been told to Biden's face, and has he had to respond? And again, Trump has had to do this for every single one of his sexual assault allegations. I mean, most Justice Kavanaugh had to do the very same thing, literally, line by line, on all these other things. How come Joe Biden does not have to answer for that Larry King phone call and others, and why he believed Dr. Ford then and doesn't believe Tara Reid? He says the facts then were on Dr. Ford's side,
right.
and the facts are not here. Well, That's the thing. If these MSNBC viewers only believe that the facts are the records, look, my friend Joe Simonson, he called the Senate historian. He said it's almost impossible that these things are still around.